Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The other thing that I'm finding really, really interesting is we used to Google it. Now I don't even know what we do because, like, you know, when we're on air, somebody will send us something and I'll say on air, oh, we just need to check that. Is that really right? I'll say, Mukundi, Google it. But it's not Google it anymore. We don't even say, like, we can't say ChatGPT it because it's too much and it's clumsy. We can't say AI it. Because that's not right either. So I don't know what we say. And the other thing is, for those who understand this whole marketing world, search engine optimization, SEO, always used to be about Google because people would search for something on Google. Now they are using their favorite AI platform. So how is this world changing? Joining us to help me step down from some of my panic is Jan Vermeulen. He's editor at My Broadband. Jan, a very good morning. I'm feeling a little, I'm like we're on a trapeze without a safety net here.
Yeah, good morning, Howard. I fear I may be worsening the panic rather than appeasing it. I'm sorry. But yes, perhaps the place to start is to potentially make listeners angry right off the bat. And that's me seeing people use LLMs to fact check stuff is deeply disturbing because they are so routinely wrong about so many things. And sometimes it's insidiously wrong. Like it'll be wrong in the way that a fake news article is wrong, which is that it might get some of the larger details correct and then completely fail in the nuance. And that the devil is in the details. It always has been. In that way, I'm seeing an amount of misinformation being fed to people at a rate I've never seen before through these LLMs because, yeah, people are switching to them as sources of truth. And they should not be regarded as even something remotely like a source of truth. To me, that's cause for concern.
Well, I actually had one of those this morning. I was preparing the show and I was just looking at something. Somebody made a comment that we have the lowest attention span ever, and I asked ChatGPT, and it gave me this whole thing about why that is indeed true. And I said, please provide sources. And when I looked at the sources, they were from 2009. Most of them have been disproved. There was a whole argument about it. And had I not done so, I would have taken as fact a certain, not that it would have made a huge amount of difference, but when you're talking to a lot of people, what I say really does make a difference. It has to be accurate. And,
right.
And it was just one very quick example of it.
Right, right. And that's an example of something where the nuance is incredibly important. Mm. Like you'll see headlines all the time of, you know, TikTok causing brain rot and so on. So firstly, the word brain rot itself implies a level of permanence, but
right.
It's not.
Right.
Right. Like one of the reasons we are the dominant species on this planet is because of our neuroplasticity, which is just a fancy way of saying we're adaptable. Our brains adapt based on what we feed it and what we do. And so the more you do a certain thing, the better your brain gets at it and the faster it gets at it, right? And so scrollable short-form content like TikTok is just one example of something that your brain will rewire for. But if you then start reading, I don't know, annual reports published on the various stock exchanges around the world, your brain will very quickly adapt to process that kind of information. So then to try and go, okay, what's the average human attention span now? And is that related to platforms like TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram Reels and, you know, Twitter was blamed, I remember, from 2009 to 2013
yes,
or something.
Yes.
Twitter was blamed for...
Well, that's exactly when some of these articles were from, that they were quoting, yeah. You know, that they were relying on as though they were today.
Yeah, exactly. So that is an excellent example of something where... The science is incredibly nuanced, and it bears scratching a little bit deeper to try and understand how those things are even measured, and if they can be measured for humanity overall, which they really can't.
Yeah. So the first of all, is Google a verb? Are we still are we still saying we Google it?
Yeah. That's a great one. I've been hearing that less and less. I've not been hearing ChatGPT. I wonder if people are still like a little embarrassed about using LLMs as like a quick way to get information. But also, people are using these kinds of AIs without actually intentionally going to one, right? So people Google something, and then Google puts that AI summary at the top. And that has misled people in my family so many times. That's another thing that's been disturbing to me, is Google is obviously, you know, working hard on trying to fix that. But in the meantime, it's putting information in front of people that is either outdated or misleading or the AI just kind of incorrectly associates it to things, which happens a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of the problem here is that Google itself is shoehorning in its AI functionality, and sometimes it's incredibly useful and time-saving, but when it isn't, it can be quite damaging.
Right.
I'm also hearing terms like AI optimization or ChatGPT optimization rather than search engine optimization. Where people are trying to, optimize their stuff online to get featured in these LLMs, I don't know how effective or useful that's going to be. But the folks in that industry, they're being heavily disrupted, so they have to think of something.
Is there one that is better than the other? I mean, there's those people who swear by Gemini, others by Copilot, somebody else by ChatGPT. Have you found that there is a better, in terms of fact, I'm not talking about images, because one might be better for something else, but if you just want to Google something, which have you found to be the best?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because it changes all the time. And unfortunately, these systems are black boxes, so we don't know when they've made. So it might be called ChatGPT-5 right now, or, you know, Gemini. Mm. Where are we now? Gemini 2.5, or they've rolled out a new version of Gemini recently,
right,
that people are all excited about. Gemini is Google's thing, by the way.
Yes.
And then Anthropic's Claude is quite popular. And then Microsoft's Copilot is based on ChatGPT. And there's various others as well, including, you can download models and run them on your own hardware. You know, Alibaba has models, Meta, obviously, has its own AIs. And unfortunately, what can happen is they can make changes behind the scenes that are totally unannounced that makes the performance of the AI worse. And so I might say today, you know, actually, the in terms of accuracy, the best one I've seen is Grok or Claude or Gemini, you know, Gemini Deep Research Mode from Google. But tomorrow they could make a change that undermines all that. And so that's a very long way for me to say I don't want to recommend one to people who are listening, because that recommendation could literally change in the next 6 hours.
It's absolutely incredible. But I think the message here is, if I can paraphrase it, what you have been saying, is just make sure you do your own research, because these things are notoriously inaccurate and they're going to can give you information that sounds right, but it's rubbish.
Yeah. If you're using it as a time saver, which all of us do,
yes,
right?
Of course.
I completely understand that. But double check everything. And then you have to weigh the cost of double checking versus just doing the task yourself, right? But often what these LLMs are really good at is really deep searches of the internet to find you source material that that Google would have, that by just simply Googling would have taken much longer to find. And so there they can be very powerful, but you have to do what you described earlier in our conversation, which is click through to those links and read the information yourself to see what it actually says, and don't trust the AI summary.
That is some very, very sound advice.